It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, friends, it's Carnival Day. Carnival for the neighborhood of make-believe. And I've brought some balloons. Thought it might be good to have balloons for our time here. I suppose you know all about balloons, do you? Balloons are things that you blow up. They're made out of rubber kind of stuff. And they're pretty sturdy, but sometimes they break. There's one. If you can, you put a little knot in it. There it is. Here's a red one. Yeah, sometimes I like to play a little music with a balloon. And then it's just fun to see the air go out. Watch. Once more. Okay. Now, do one more. Oh, some are really hard to blow up. Know that I have enough air for that one. If it's too hard to blow up, you could tell your mom or your dad just to give it a little pull like that. And that helps to blow it up. We'll see. It's a little easier. Oh, boy. When I was a little boy, I would try to blow up balloons and just have the worst time because you have to have so much air for it. Yeah. But I would always find somebody who could do it for me. And I had one. What shape does this look like to you? Does it look like the triangle? Does it look like the square? Does it look like the circle? I know a man who makes sculptures out of balloon. Puts lots of different balloons together, and they turn out to be animals and all sorts of things, because he does it with his own hands. Let's ask Picture to show him to us, will you? Okay. Picture, please show us a film of a man making things out of balloons. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. Can you read it? You're welcome. Mm-hmm. See how he just took the giraffe and set it down? It's because his balloons were filled with air, the way this one is. But you know, there's some balloons that are filled with something that's lighter than air, and they just go right up. Mm-hmm. Because they're so light. Now, Mr. McFeely brought by a tank of that light stuff. It's called helium. And I'd like to show you how we can make some balloons that do go up. This is the kind that has our air in it, you see. Come along, I'll show you this tank. Will you come out with me? Okay. Here it is. Isn't this a fancy thing? The complicated dials, and it's all in here, that helium. It's a gas, so you have to hold it in something like this. Helium, can you say it? H-E-L-I-U-M. Helium. And it comes out here, right? At this little place, it goes kind of like... Want to watch? Now, let's try filling one of these up with it. Make the knot. It's the tough part, making the knot. Now, this is the one with the air in, you know. Remember, I blew it up. And this is the one with the helium in. Now, I'll let them go at the same time and see what happens to them. Now, the helium went way up in the air.
Yeah.
Well, have a good trip, helium balloon. And the one with the air went down because it's heavier. Well, let's blow up a couple more. And the way to keep them is to put strings on the end. And that's the way to hold on to them. Mr. McFeely left me strings too. Not gonna let you go up in the air. Yellow balloon. Wants to, though. Look. Whoop. Whoop. Hey, there's Officer Clemens over there.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Officer Clemens.
Hi.
Great.
What are you doing here?
I've got a helium tank, and I'm filling up some balloons.
You are?
Yeah, would you like to hold that one?
Sure.
Thank you.
Glad to.
I'd like you to take them over to Henrietta Pussycat, if you would. Are you going to
the carnival? As a matter of fact, yes, I'm headed over there right now.
Oh, good. Well, you know, she's in charge of balloons today.
She is.
Yes.
Boy, it's awfully busy over there, I hear.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Now, here's another one.
Okay.
But, boy, you have to hold on to them or they go right up.
Yeah, this one wants to...
Uh-huh. Here's a string for you here. Did you like balloons when you were a little boy?
I sure did.
There.
Okay.
Oh, some of them turned out well. Some of them aren't too good.
Oh, they look all right to me. In fact, I think they turned out just fine.
Here's some that Mr. McFeely blew up.
Okay.
Henrietta could probably use all of those.
Yeah. I like them the way they are, Mr. Rogers.
Good.
And I like you the way you are, and I like you the way you are. I like you as you are, exactly and precisely. I think you turned out nicely, and I like you as you are. I like you as you are, without a doubt or question, or even a suggestion, 'cause I like you as you are. I like your disposition, your facial composition, and with your kind permission, I'll shout it to a star. I like you as you are. I wouldn't want to change you or even rearrange you, not by far. I like you, I-L-I-K-E-Y-O-U. I like you, yes I do. I like you, Y-O-U. I like you as you.
The same way about you, Officer Clemens.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking the balloons to the neighborhood for
me. That's okay. You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good carnival. We do, don't we? I like you, I-L-I-K-E-Y-O-U. I like you, yes I do. I like you, Y-O-U. I like you as you are. Let's blow up one more balloon with helium and take it and this one inside and go to the carnival. Because I'm sure it's time for the trolley. Put a string. Ready? In we go. Oh, trolley, you're already here. Hi. Oh, it's a busy day, I know, trolley. I was wondering, does it cost anything to go to the neighborhood carnival? Three claps. Oh, great. Well, we could do that, couldn't we? Clap our hands three times. Wait a minute. Don't go up in the air, balloon. Have to tie it. All right, clap our hands three times, and then we can go to the carnival. One, two, three. Is that good enough to go with you, trolley? Good. Well, then please take us to the neighborhood carnival.
It's carnival day. Come, rocket to the room. Rocket to the room. That's it. Come along. There's trolley.
Just clap your hands three times.
Oh, just get that by. So I was trying to get that.
That's all. Just three claps and you're in.
Oh, it's a good amount of fun of trolling and stuff. I don't know, but a carnival, it's a good amount of.
And all the rides are three claps, too.
Oh, boy, it's a good amount of that. Let me have a
look. Yeah.
What is it that part of that inside?
Oh, that's Rocket to the Moon. Do you want to try that one?
That one. It won't hurt me when she gets out of the bottom, so won't it?
Oh, no, it won't hurt. It's just a rocking chair, and it looks like you get closer to the moon as you rock.
Yeah, oh, that sounds like fun. I guess I'm going to go on a bad ass.
Hope you have a good time.
Thank you. Easy, get up.
Dude.
Hello, Lady Avalon.
Hi, Wally Parker. Happy juggling.
Thank you.
Rocket to the moon. Come, rocket to the moon.
How much are you going to put?
It's three claps. Three claps and you'll be on your way to the moon there, Robert Troll.
Oh, thank you.
Fine, now just sit down in the rocking chair. And you rock. And then you get closer and closer to the moon. And when you get close enough to the moon, you can touch it. Then your ride is over. You ready? Start to rock.
Okay.
That's it. And the moon. It's closer to you. That's it. Dude, okay, there you've had your ride.
Hey, don't bought fine, Corny. He gets in fine.
Oh, you want another ride? Good. Okay, start to rock.
That's it.
Closer to you. That's right, dude. Good. Meow-loo. Meow-loo. You have your bye balloons, meow. Rocket to the moon.
Meow
lady. Hi, meow. Henrietta.
Oh, meow lady Avalon.
You have beautiful balloons. May I buy one?
Meow. Meow, meow, three claps. Meow. Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, thank you. I've seen them all over the carnival. You really must have been doing very well.
Meow, meow, meow. Sold me a lot. Meow, lots of claps. Meow, meow, almost gone, meow.
Oh, I'll help you blow up some more.
Oh, meow, 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 helium.
Oh, you like the kind that float up high.
Meow, meow, meow. Hold on. Meow.
Oh, excuse me a minute.
Meow, how Officer are you? Clemens.
Mr. Rogers sent these for you, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, thank you, meow.
There you are.
Meow. Meow, meow, hold tight, meow.
Oh, okay.
Meow, meow, thank you.
You're welcome. I guess I got to be getting along because King Friday wants his parade right away.
Oh, I almost forgot about the parade.
Yeah, parade.
Oh, there are lots of things to do on a day like this.
There certainly are.
Meow, certainly meow.
Well, have a nice time and I'll see you two later.
Meow, meow, see you later, Officer Clemens. Meow, 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 meow.
I know.
Meow, Mom Walker, meow. Meow. Meow, one balloon. Meow. Meow, meow, three claps. Meow, one balloon. Meow. Meow. Meow, meow, yours. Meow, what color? Meow. Meow, meow, give it to him. Meow, meow, Mime Walker. Meow, 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 Mime Walker. Meow, silent claps.
Yes, Henrietta. It's good to have a silent walker and all this noise.
Meow. Come and see the wild animals. Only three claps to see the wild animals.
Hi, Daniel.
Oh, hi, Lady Evelyn.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Real good. I'm going to tightrope walk
now. Oh, good.
I
want.
With Mime Walker.
Good. Wild animals watching the tightrope walking.
Out of it.
I'm not really wild, Robert Troll. I'm just pretending. Lift up my mask and see. Yeah.
Oh, I can see the way Daniel Wiggins bought
us. You see, it's just Daniel Stripe a Tiger underneath.
Yes, he can learn fun about that.
Okay, put down my mask again and I'll pretend I'm wild.
Okay,
you
can see it
okay.
Over there.
Girl. Girl.
We're going to get started about it. Boy, he can hear about it, Daniel. Be
alive, no doubt. Now I think I'll be tame again.
Okay, is it?
There. Oh.
Boy, he can't stand by.
Once you're tame, sometimes it's scary to play wild again, isn't it?
Yes, he can buy mine. I'll bet you never more about it against that one, Daniel.
Oh, that must be the king and queen.
Carnival guests, I presume.
Correct as always, King Friday.
Excellent parade.
Hooray for the king!
And the queen.
And the queen!
If it were not for us, there would be no carnival here today. Rejoice and go on with your fun.
Tidy up, Father.
Good night, lovely little carnival.
Would you like to hold one of my balloons?
Meow, meow, wouldn't want to meow it too.
Oh.
balloons.
Well, you sold an awful lot of balloons today, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 100, meow, meow.
And she's ridden on the rocket ride.
Meow.
And played with Mime Walker.
Meow.
Oh.
Meow, so many meow.
So many things. She clapped for Daniel to be wild and tame.
Meow.
And you played all the games inside.
Meow.
She's done just everything.
Meow.
Would you like me to take you to your own home now, Hen?
Meow. Let me hold me a balloon.
Sure. As long as you want to.
I'll give you a police escort, Henrietta.
Yeah, I would.
Sure, if you like. I remember how bad I felt when I lost a balloon once, Henrietta. I was a little boy then.
Meow, meow, like to hold meow balloon.
Sure, if you want me to.
Meow, meow, Lady Evelyn, meow, hold me.
Oh, of course.
Meow. Meow, 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 hold meow. Meow, meow, everybody.
Bye, Henrietta.
Bye, Henrietta.
Bye, Henrietta.
Bye, Henrietta.
Poor Henrietta.
Trees for everyone. Beautiful trees. Trees for everyone.
Come ride on the rocket. Rocket to the moon. Rocket to the moon.
Wild animals. Come and see the wild animals.
Hello there, Trotty.
Carnivals and things like that are fun. But sometimes you get too much and you get tired. I guess Henrietta was pretty tired. She'd done an awful lot. Yeah, she'd sold all those balloons and she'd had all those rides. Wasn't she lucky to have Officer Clemens and Lady Averland to take her home? After you've done a lot of things and you're tired, that's the time to go home. Not to try to do any more. No. One balloon with the other. We better go out to the porch and see if our other balloons are there and clean them up. Could you two stay right here? One balancing the other. Good. Oh, the tank's gone. Mr. McFeely must have taken it. Oh, he did. Look what he left. Mr. McFeely's picture. There he is with his speedy delivery bicycle. It was fun seeing the helium, wasn't it? Well, we have a few left now. We'll save these for another day. Mr. McFeely's a grandfather. He often tells me about some of the things that he does with his grandchildren. He takes them places. I bet when they get tired, he takes them home. Don't have to stay for the whole time. Because he knows how to take care. I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once I was very little. Now I take care of you. The people who can remember how it was when they were little are the ones who take the best care. Sure, because they know how little people feel. And someday, when you're grown up and you're a mom or a dad or an aunt or an uncle, somebody who's going to be with children, you're going to be a wonderful person taking care. Now I take care of you. So, we went to the carnival together. We've had a carnival week together, haven't we? I won't be seeing you tomorrow, but I'll sure be thinking about you. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each week a special one for me. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person like you. And I like you so much. Bye-bye. See you next week.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.
Mm-hmm.